Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hello and welcome to Daily Pop. It's a Monday. You've got your sparkly cup. Let's do this. All right, you guys. Kim Kardashian officially files for divorce. What is next for her? We're going to get to that in just a minute. But first, is Khloé married or engaged, or what is up with that giant ring on her finger? She sparked major engagement rumors over the weekend. She posted this photo, very cute, behind shot. Also, that gigantic rock on that special finger. And it was all to promote her Good American shoe line. So, was this an engagement announcement? Attention for that shoe collection.
Attention for that shoe collection. And it works.
I loved it. I loved it. She said works. The giant ring. I was looking at the giant other thing.
Yeah, I know, right? You don't know where to put your eyes in this photo. You're like, oh, the shoes are, where are the shoes?
Right.
Couldn't even see the full shoe.
Okay, she was advertising assets. That's what she was advertising.
All day.
So, yes, I do think it was obviously to bring attention to the shoe line, but I do think this is her way of telling us, because a lot of her friends were commenting saying, oh, I see two beautiful things or whatever on there.
It's called left cheek and a right cheek.
And she was liking them. She was commenting back. I don't know. She was playing into it for sure.
I think we've seen this before where she'll rock a diamond ring and it's just something that she bought herself or she borrowed for a shoot. We saw Kylie walking around with that big old rock. She never got engaged. I think for Khloé Kardashian, when the day finally comes, she is going to tell us in her own way. But she is not the type to drop nuggets here and there.
No, she's not.
What?
No.
Yes, she is.
No.
You guys, her incognito little phrases that she does all the time.
For those things. But for life things, she's like, nope, I'm pregnant. There you go.
Right.
It's
she
not
wants
anything.
It to be real, and she wants it to be respected. I think that's why she doesn't want to play a game with it. If she's engaged, she's going to be like, look, I'm engaged. Yeah.
I mean, putting that gigantic rock on your finger and going like that on, well, more like this, I guess, on Instagram.
That is
kind of being point blank. I don't know. Maybe I'm a literal person, but to me, it's like if you're going to post that big-ass diamond.
I think you're literal.
I think it literally means you're engaged.
If you think about it, every other day a new celebrity is dropping a product line or a collab or this. And in order to break the internet and in order to get your things shown and appreciated, you got to go the extra step and start some controversy. Look at the Ivy Park Icy Drop. Like, Beyonce is showing us every curve, every asset, grabbing that ass.
Photos.
She's like, I'm a mother of three and I buy these products so I can get this money. And you have to do it now because everybody's flooding IG, you know, feeds with these products.
That's true.
I agree with that. Absolutely. And she put that big ring and she had two big rocks. She's like, hey. But I think it was smart. Whichever it is, it's smart.
Don't get me wrong. I swiped up. I looked at the shoes. I'm excited.
You ready to buy it?
I was like, oh, okay.
But you can barely see the shoes.
I do want to look at the shoes. Okay. Well, we all heard the other big news over the weekend. Kim filed for divorce from Kanye after over 6 years of marriage. A source shared with E! News that it was all amicable, no drama. We've been hearing divorce rumors for months, but did you think they were going to work it out?
Not at all. I mean, look, we've had Laura Wasser on the show 100 times, and Laura Wasser's motto is that things could be done in mediation. She's seen celebrity divorces go wild, and she's seen celebrities get scorched by the fire. So what Laura Wasser has done over the years is create the space where people can mediate before they let, you know, the cat out the bag. Mm-hmm. So that way it's amicable. Right. So when we heard reports that Laura Wasser was signed on to this, we knew they were working it out.
Yeah, the steps were going.
100%. And we also know there's $2.1 billion between the two and growing. Ooh. You will do anything not to ruin that empire.
Oh, my God.
Much less ruin your 4 kids.
And that's so much. Oh, what a headache to be, like, splitting all that money up.
But I'm sad for it. You know, I was really hoping that they would work out. But we saw the writing on the wall. You know, once he did the I'm going to run for president.
And I knew that was it.
I knew right then. Kim was like, okay, this is, you know, you can go ahead and have your choir and do all that. Then he got that ranch. So he had already, you know, they had already worked it out. We're going to be apart. And COVID probably didn't help.
No,
You know, they probably were definitely.
Any relationships that were, like, on the brink, whew, COVID was just like.
Oh, yeah. Any relationship that was a problem, COVID took it out. Now we got to spend time with each other in the house with the kids.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
No. And we might not have all the help because they might have let all their help go. Now we have to live life for real.
And but sometimes, and I say this, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way or like bashing Kanye, but a lot of times when you don't have help and you're stuck in a house with your man and 4 kids, it sometimes feels like you have 5 kids because that person, and I'm not just saying that because it's Kanye, I'm saying husbands sometimes can feel like an extra burden.
No, absolutely.
And there's a saying, I could do bad all by myself. So if you're not bringing something extra into this home, I'm going to need you to go.
Right. And like, as we saw, like, if you guys look at the E! Reporting, it does also talk about how sources were saying most of these kids are so used to them being apart for the most part since he got that ranch in Wyoming, which it seemed as though she was supportive of. But think about it. If one of y'all is living in Wyoming half the time, or it almost feels like they're already separated, right? So the North, I guess, is really understanding what's going on because she's older. But for the rest of the kids, this doesn't seem to be like a huge shock.
Because they travel a lot. But I think, you know, I really looked at it and I said, maybe they should have done things together instead of having their separate careers. Like you said, it's too big. Maybe they should have probably done some projects together to keep them. Look at Beyonce and Jay-Z, couples who work together and do things together.
You keep everything so separate.
So separate.
I agree that, like, you know, sometimes you need that space, but whenever you're, these are two huge entities and businesses individually, and they really didn't do anything. Collaborations or anything together.
Could you imagine? I mean, we saw the episodes where Kanye didn't like a necklace she was wearing, and he would fly from America to London for one night to make sure she took off. So you're talking about somebody who is so type A when it comes to his creative process.
She probably is,
and
too,
Kim is about a type A person as they can get when it comes to being meticulous. You know better than to put that into the formula. I just think for these two, I'm going to call it right now, they're going to be that weird random couple like Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger where they still spend every holiday together. They're like weirdly, you know, at each other's houses all the time, even though they both have moved on. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what's going to happen there.
With
he's
going to
be in Calabasas all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, that many kids, you're going to have to. I think
they're hope for that, but I don't see that.
But
I really don't.
Well, I think it's going to be great. Wait until his new CD drops. The breakup CD?
Oh,
like
geez.
Adele? Ooh, Kanye, it's going to be hot.
I don't know. Adele's not talking about her divorce.
Oh,
in her
what?
New CD.
No.
Yes,
I swear, she's not doing it. Because
what?
She didn't want the kids. She didn't want her child to go back and listen to it one day. And I'm pretty sure he's not going to call Kim out of her name or say anything about her.
No, he's not going to do that.
Because he's not going to want his kids to do the same thing.
We want to see the hurt and the pain and the love story.
Oh, he'll get back on Twitter. He'll get back on Twitter for 24 hours.
Characters.
Yeah.
I really just hope for the best. Well, you know, I have a soft spot for Kanye. I don't know Kim at all, but I've known Kanye, and I just hope that they absolutely stay friends for the children, you know? And, you know, I believe that the love was definitely there, and you're right. There's two different, two empires.
Right.
And they have to keep it together.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like, as you know, divorces suck no matter what, but it sounds like this one's going as smoothly as possible, at least for now. So.
For now, yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, all right. Well, a new report claims that Prince William is sad and shocked over his brother Harry's behavior towards the Queen. So here's what happened. When Meghan and Harry gave up their royal title, the Queen said they'd also lose their royal involvement in various charities. Well, then they pushed back and said service is universal. Well, one source told the Sunday Times that you just don't answer back the Queen. It's not done. It's disrespectful. Kim, what do you think?
Honey, let me tell you something. That's what we're going to say. That's disrespectful. There's been a lot of things disrespectful. What about Charles having a royal side piece all this time?
Oh!
I mean, we're going to talk about disrespect. Camilla, I mean, come on. You're worrying about them leaving? And what about King Edward VIII in 1936? He got married to an American woman who was a divorce, and he left the king. He was like, goodbye, I don't want to be a king. I'm out. I'm going for love.
His family, today,
okay, honey. Because this family has scandal, and you're worried about this young couple about love, and it's the big brother. You're disrespecting grandma.
Kim.
Well, grandma didn't respect your mama, did she? Did she protect your mother?
Kim.
What about,
Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
Kim.
So, yep.
What's the first hood law in the book of Thug? Don't talk about my mama.
Don't talk about that.
You know what? That's the first law of hood life.
You're right.
Don't talk about my mama.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't do it. Yep, so I feel like William was probably like, wait, I was cool until you talked about Gam-Gam. And you are not going to talk about Gam-Gam because we know. And I'm here for it. I'm not mad that Meghan and Harry pulled the petty lever because I probably would have done it, too. I just wouldn't have done it to the most famous grandma in the world. You know what I mean?
Okay, maybe.
But I mean, I think their point was, listen, I think like, that they're saying like all their associations with charities are going to be done. And Harry and Meghan wanted to say, no, we can still help charities. And anyone can help charities if they want. Just because I'm not a royal doesn't mean I can't be involved in service things.
Right.
And I think it was kind of, yes, I get it. Like, you don't talk back to the grandma. But at the same time, their message was service is universal. I mean, they're just saying, like, just don't not encourage people to be able to help out because I'm not a part of the royal family. I don't have to be rich and royal to help.
But
what?
No?
Say it. Absolutely say it.
Look, my grandmother would say some crazy ass things.
Okay.
And sometimes, every now and then, somebody would get out of pocket and you would just, like, if my grandmother said something that we all knew was wrong, we just let it slide because she our grandma. We're not going to talk back to mama, big mama, in her big mama house. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't
do it. But sometimes the baby has to stand up.
The baby stood up.
You know,
he stood
big
up
brother,
again and again. This is his time to shine.
This is his time. Big brother is standing there being all cute and perfect and everything. No, goodbye. The redhead said, I got some things to say.
The big brother know that the redhead is about to do the number two cardinal rule in the hood, which is if it happens in this house,
It stays in this house.
And they know that Oprah is about to get every detail about their royal family and about Britain. And I am here for it. So that's what I think is behind why William is so upset. And he won't say it because he doesn't want to bring more eyeballs to the Oprah situation. Okay. But we all know everybody's going to be watching CBS on March 8th at 7:30.
Absolutely.
At least here in America, for some odd reason, there was a study saying that half the Brits don't want to watch it.
But they're going to watch it.
Oh, they're going to watch it.
Secretly watch it.
Oh,
they just don't want to admit that they want to watch it. All right, coming up, Halle Berry's surprising first kiss confession, then Amy Poehler's Golden Globe secrets, what she's telling us about Sunday's big show. Stick around.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are we ready to get down and dirty? Because the stripper drama finally played out last night on Bravo's Real Housewives of Atlanta, and it was wild. Watch.
Oh,
And every time I sneak back down the stairs to see, okay, maybe they've cooled off, then it was some more stuff.
Come on, bro. I found myself face down on a coffee table.
Drew, you are that bitch.
And I felt very free.
Wait, who's next? Jay, have you been with Bolo yet?
A majority of the night, I was watching. Like, we've always seen these girls get touchy-feely when they have drinks.
I will get in real trouble.
Go ahead, and I'm just gonna...
Oh, you're just gonna sanitize that.
This got real dirty.
You feel
this
it?
This got way too dirty for daytime TV.
It is dirty.
Go ahead and sanitize all of this.
Can you give us a little breakdown, play-by-play of what you think happened that night?
First and foremost, do not put that on me, okay? I am not here to talk about... What's the fourth rule?
Snitches get stitches.
Thank you. Snitches get stitches, okay? I am not here for no stitches. All I'm going to say is I think a lot of people had some explaining to do to their husbands this morning.
Ooh.
Because I think... just so you guys know... After this was filmed, Cynthia Bailey got married 3 weeks later.
Right.
So when I went to the wedding, this was still the talk of the town because everybody had heard about what happened with Bolo.
If you seen Bolo, honey, it would have happened here on this show.
It would have happened here on this show. But the problem was the housewives didn't know actually how much footage Bravo got because they thought they turned all of the cameras off.
Who was it that posted... about that last night that was like the producers were saying, oh, Portia, I think it was. And she was like, producers, we turned off the cameras. You girls go have fun. And they say, okay, girls, let's get to it. And they did not turn off the cameras. That's sneaky.
If you watch the episode,
mics are on.
I cannot believe this is not on Showtime.
I thought
this was going to be, I'm telling you,
let's put ourselves in this situation. We go to a bachelorette party. We get a little too wild, maybe a little too touchy-feely, a little too drunk. How do you explain that to your significant other?
You pack your you leave.
How do you take it to your grave? You lie. You say everything. Wasn't me.
It's like a Shaggy song.
Wasn't me. But it looked like you. Wasn't me.
Was not me.
I saw it on camera.
No, the producers are tricky. I said that was a camera trick. It was not me.
That was some CGI.
Yes, you cannot.
How they edit it, honey. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, they are explaining this morning because Bolo, first of all, is fine. And I understand. And when you have liquor involved and the girls, you're having fun, and you've been on the show, you have to understand for so many years, you're comfortable. You're comfortable with your crew. You're comfortable with the cameras. Life happens, and you're not thinking about it, baby.
What is happening?
Look at them.
There
was two of them kissing.
Okay.
And all you could see was the end of their heads. First and foremost, let's all be real.
Two girls.
Let's be real. Men go to bachelor parties all the time.
Yes.
And things go down at male bachelor parties all the time
that they
would not want to be seen on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if it happened to me and I got caught up in the rapture, I would say, what about Terry's bachelor party 4 years ago? I already know what you did, but we don't have to talk about it. I think it would just be...
I want to know who's
kissing. The downplaying that would kill me.
Portia and LaToya kissing?
Yes, Portia and LaToya.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. This is the kind of thing. I got to watch this show. Everything about it, I got to watch.
Juicy. All right. Well, hopefully they're all still married today.
Husband,
we are sending you our condolences.
No, the husband's surprised. You know what? You shouldn't have been doing that. But can you bring her over to the house?
If you're going to do it in front of me. We've had this conversation. Okay. It's today's time for Pop of Love. Halle Berry has the surprising confession about her first kiss. Listen to what she just revealed on her IGTV stories, Bad and Bougie, with her BFF, Lindsay Flores.
My first kiss was a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had this boyfriend named Sean Boyd, and I wanted to French kiss him. I didn't know how to French kiss, so I got my best girlfriend at the time to show me how to French kiss so that I could French kiss him.
True story.
First of all, I know what Halle Berry's trying to do. Halle Berry has been trying to work overtime to get rid of this rumor that she is bad in bed. So she is trying everything under her power. She's talking about girl on girl. She's talking about hooking up. She's talking about every single
she's
thing.
Overcompensating.
She's overcompensating. She's trying to get rid of that headline that she is bad in bed.
Let me go ahead and protect my girl from Cleveland, Halle Berry. When you're that fine, it's not that you're bad in bed. It's that I've been spoiled. I'm lazy. Wait, hey, let me explain. When you're a pretty woman, you ain't got to do much. She's the top of the food chain.
Is this why you're trying to tell us you're single? Because you're lazy in bed?
Hey, I don't know about lazy, but sometimes you like to get serviced and not served.
Yes! Between Bolo and Kim, this is officially Nightly Bop.
Yes.
My daddy's watching. Sorry, daddy.
I can't even, after Bolo, I can't even drink out this cup no more. I'm like, I can't even have it.
Oh, my God. Do you guys remember your first kiss?
I just remember falling out of a tree after and my mother coming to pick me up because I fell back out of a tree trying to make
Who's
out with this
tree?
Person. We were trying to hide in a tree.
Okay.
It was romantical.
Awesome. At 10?
I was like 11, yeah.
You were 11?
I was like 11.
How old were you? Do you remember?
I was in 8th grade, whatever age that is. I was pretty old, I think, for a first kiss. But, like, I remember specifically I had a little girl, I had French braids in, and I was in the bathroom taking him out, and my little boyfriend at the time came in and was like, hey, bye, and I thought we were just going to do, like, kiss, and he came for the French, I'm like,
Oh, yeah.
And I still hold my hair. I'm like, what do I do with my hands? I don't know what to do with my hands.
That's
I don't know what to do with my tongue. And I'm pretty
kiss.
Sure it was like, it was awkward.
My first kiss would just be like, mwah. That's the first kiss. You all are talking about some serious grown-up French kissing from over in Europe kind of kiss. No.
Well, tell us what happened when you kissed Moses for the first time.
No, you... what are you trying to say,
when
darling?
When you made out with Jesus Christ.
Let me tell you something.
Tell us about it.
Baby, the ones that I've kissed, you can't even get to.
That's because they've all perished.
Will you stop? I was probably like, my brother said that we were playing Truth or Dare. You remember the game Truth
you
or Dare?
Your brother?
Yeah. Or Spin the Bottle or something like that. I think that's what it was. And it was Steven Schwartz, his little white boy. So he had blonde hair, blue eyes. And I had to kiss him. I know my daddy is like, what? And it was like a kiss like that. I think I was probably 6th, 7th grade, something
like
that.
Well, Steven Ward, you hit us up and let us know what really happened because we know that she ain't going to tell us. We have one more Pop of Love story. This one's kind of deep. Country star Chris Lane and his wife Lauren Bushnell just opened up about a special person in their lives. Mm. Take a look at this.
Hey, Carissa.
Happy birthday
from snowy Nashville.
Oh, thanks, guys. That's so sweet.
We also have a little something for you.
Happy birthday, Carissa.
Just so you know, I want to point this out. We sometimes have an issue on this show with champagne. They love to give us some cheap ass champagne, but today we went for the big dogs.
Wow.
We pulled out the bucket.
Oh, well, thank you. Let me get you guys a glass.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It was a wonderful few days off celebrating,
and
now the celebrations continue. Woo!
Good
Happy
job.
To be alive.
Yes.
Well, oh my goodness.
Cheers
Happy
to being
birthday.
32. We really love you.
Oh, look at it.
Keep going
cheers
with that. I like
you.
That. All right.
Happy
cheers. Thank
birthday,
you.
Carissa.
Thanks, guys.
Pretty
we'll be
girl.
Right back. I'm going to drink my champagne now.
Ooh. Pretty girl.
Girl, we slept. The voo got you, girl.
Thank you.
We got you the voo, girl.
Thank you.
Oh, this is good. And then we're going to make margaritas next. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Delve into the shadows of the mind. With Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Today is a day I look forward to every year. It is National Margarita Day, and here to get us Tequila Wednesday is mixologist Carrie Ha.
Hi, everyone.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
By the way, when you walked in, I was like, yeah, she makes a mean margarita.
Oh, you know I do. You know I do.
Okay, you're actually going to show us how to make margaritas today using The Rock's tequila, Teremana.
Teremana.
Oh. What's so special about this tequila, by the way?
Well, this tequila is made in the highlands of Jalisco in Tequila with 100% blue Weber agave. And we cook it in, you know, brick ovens. So it's slow roasted and it brings all the sweetness out. And then it's distilled in copper pot stills, which is like does really beautiful things with the alcohol. It makes it smooth and delicious and ready to go.
I can't take it. I'm ready.
We're going to make it here. But before we start, if you guys want this recipe, scan that QR code at the bottom of your screen. It's going to bring you to the full and unlimited recipes that we have on Daily Pop. Let's get right to it. Give it to us.
All right. So we are going to start with the regular margarita, which is called the People's Margarita. And you're going to take your glass and a little wedge of lime. Do you like salt on your margarita?
Yeah.
Oh, because I like salt on my margarita.
Blood pressure. I'm good.
All right. Okay. So then just roll it around in this red.
That's red salt?
Red Hawaiian volcanic salt.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Now that's pretty. I'll
so it's like a little softer and it's not as quite as salty. Yeah. So our glass is ready there. And then, all right, grab your shaker. Now you're going to see here that you have... lime juice here, so just
lime
pour
juice.
Half of it. Yeah, half of it, because we're making two cocktails today.
They must be pretty good, because The Rock launched, what, last year, and he's already sold out?
I know, he launched during pandemic.
During the pandemic.
That's now, a man.
But all I think I would have put The Rock's face on the bottle.
I know.
Get
not
out of here.
Just, not
this.
Just his face, the whole, you know, torso, everything.
Oops,
all right.
Maybe I did too
Take
much.
Take your pineapple juice.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to pour all of that in.
All of that.
Now, this is our People's Margarita. And then half the agave syrup.
Half the agave
syrup.
And if we wanted to make it a little bit more skinnier, what would you use?
Right. Like a little less agave.
Just a little less
agave. Yeah, just like a little touchy touch. All right, the most important, the tequila.
Yes.
Now, does it, which one, the white tequila or the dark?
The white one.
Okay.
So you're going to take this glass, and we're going to use this one to measure it out.
I mean, since I opened it, I'm going to have to take it home. All right.
Okay. Can I ask you, girl? Take one of it. Oh, you can use this one.
Okay, thank you.
And then pour about half, a little more if you like a little more kick to your margarita. I like a little
In
more
there.
Kick.
Okay, got it.
All right, that's all we got.
Uh-huh.
And then put your ice in. So we got these little guys over here.
I have never tried a pineapple margarita. That is a really
you're gonna
good.
Love it.
Is that what we're making? I just want to make sure that I got the right situation.
Yeah, okay, you got it, girl.
Rambles, I'm going to need you to keep it going.
I'm over here trying to get it together. Okay,
Now shake it. Shake it like it owes you money.
Shake it and then put it back in there so mess up my salt. Okay. And shake it, shake it, shake it.
Shake it, shake it.
You got to
shake it like it owes you money.
Okay, now.
And then you can just pour that right into your glass.
And you leave that little strainer thing on it.
And then if you want ice in your margarita, you can add ice
add
if you like
ice
it up.
To it or not.
You don't have to.
Now, can I blend these?
Yes.
Can I blend this and
make
this
absolutely.
The same kind
if you
of thing?
Like the blended margarita stuff.
This
Are we
is
cheersing?
So good.
Are we cheersing?
No, we have to make the second one because now I need to know
Cheers.
What is the next one going
good.
On here.
Okay, second
you like that?
Oh, God,
okay.
This is delicious.
Rambles.
Sorry.
Somebody cut her mic.
Second one. Same deal. We're going to salt our rim.
Second drink. We're ready. Let's go.
Salt the rim of your glass.
Uh-huh.
Boom.
And this one is a spicy manorita.
Okay.
We call it the manorita.
I'm going to just watch you do it.
The jalapenos. Okay.
Jalapeno. Got it.
But if you like it really spicy, you could add them all. If you like it a little less, just add one.
One. Got it.
And then you see that little wooden thing? Yeah,
that's
you want to just give it a little. You got the mother.
Okay,
yeah, you got that.
Now.
All right, same deal. We're going to pour in our lime.
Get your lime in there.
I brought the used
Kim
it.
Ran out of
you
lime.
You probably
fine.
Already used
that's
it. That's
all right.
Fine. And then a little. A little agave.
I'm just sitting here drinking.
And then we're taking our reposado, which has been rested in a barrel.
Rested in a barrel? Oh, yeah, all so this going home.
Yeah,
with
it's a little warmer, a little honey, vanilla
you
notes.
You tell the rock, I said, thank you.
Oh, I will.
Okay, you guys finish making this. Okay. I'm gonna taste these after the break. You guys, to find out where you can purchase the Rocks Tequila, go to terramana.com and you can try making your own margaritas at home by scanning that QR code below. After the break, I'm gonna taste this margarita that she is making right here when we come back.
Oh, we're about to drink this. Look at this. I'm putting it right in here. Look at that. Look at that.
Right in there. I'm just enjoying this margarita. This is good margarita.
But you have the jalapeno. Yep.
Little spice, spice. Welcome back. It is time for the Hollywood Minute. We've got 60 seconds to share these star-powered headlines. Let's go. Anne Hathaway just revealed she was ninth in line for the role of Andy opposite Meryl Streep in The Devil Wears Prada. In fact, she told RuPaul's Drag Race she had to fight tooth and nail for it. I can't imagine anyone else besides Anne in that role. All right, congratulations to new girl dad Patrick Mahomes and his fiancée Brittany Matthews. Brittany gave birth to their first child on Saturday. They shared this photo with Brittany wearing their girl's first name, Sterling, and a necklace. The full name is Sterling Sky Mahomes. Congratulations, guys. And who disses JoJo Siwa? Seriously, DaBaby referenced JoJo in his new track Beatbox Freestyle while using the B word. He even showed her picture and the internet was not having it. Fans said there is absolutely no reason for this. He later tweeted to JoJo saying he has nothing but love for her and the use of Siwa was just a play on word. Justin, do you think this was a diss or a tribute? What do you think?
I think it was unnecessary. I mean, she's a 17-year-old girl and there are millions of rappers out there who he could have went after. Yeah. That rhyme with a word. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just like, go after Meek Mill. He's an easy target.
Yeah, and showing her face. Like, it's just, you don't pick
weird
on a young girl.
Yeah.
No. You just don't
she's
do it.
Too young.
All right, well, Amy Poehler is co-hosting the Golden Globes with Tina Fey on Sunday. She is telling us what we can expect. But first, we shared some laughs about her new movie, Moxie.
Don't keep secrets from me. I'm actually already pregnant. It's a very funny joke. Right?
I love high school movies. I love all of the feelings that people have that age. I really wanted to try to make something that I related to when I was younger, which was like didn't condescend to me in my big feelings. Some things I look back at and I think, wow, I really pushed it. No, I was not in any way a rebel. I really cared about, doing well in school and to pride in the fact that I could float among a lot of different groups. And it took a while. It's still a lifelong journey to figure out who am I? What do I care about? What do I want to do with what I care about? Like that never ends at any age.
Moxie, out March 3rd on Netflix, kind of reminds us of another one of Amy's famous movies, Mean Girls.
There are no rules in this house. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. Right, Regina?
Please stop talking.
Okay.
To be part of any piece of art that lasts, that people have emotional connection to, is awesome.
And Amy's teaming up with Tina again to host the Golden Globes this Sunday.
So excited. You know, if Moxie's taught us anything, it's really fun to do things with your friends. And I get to do this with my friend. And really excited. I mean, what a year. What a year for entertainment.
She does not age at
love
all.
Her.
And
she's
I love
funny.
Her too. Well, the Golden Globes are this Sunday and we have it covered from every angle. Saturday, join us for a special Daily Pop Golden Globes edition. Then on Sunday night, the Golden Globe Awards kick off on NBC at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. And then we're going to have coverage all day here on E! Starting at 4 o'clock Eastern. Yay, I'm excited. All right, Matthew McConaughey is revealing he had to make an agreement with his wife, Camilla, before they had kids. On the Literally with Rob Lowe podcast, he credits Camilla with making family a top priority.
Before we had kids, she came to me and she goes, on one condition, you go, we go. I talked to some other fathers that are elder statesmen in our business and asked how they did it. And they said, well, it's a choice, either friends or dad. And each one of them, there were three of them, chose friends. That means they went to work, left their family, let their kids stay with their friends. And all three of them, now their kids are grown out of school and out of the house, said, if I could go back and do it again, I'd do the opposite. I'd make them come with. Because we grew apart.
Wow. Yeah, because they're gone for so long at a time. A lot happens with kids. I mean, my gosh, I could go on and on about this, but you all know, like, kids, they grow fast. That sucks to be gone for periods of time because so much can change in just a short period of time. Do you think that that's why a lot of Hollywood marriages break up, because celebrities don't take the families on the road with them?
Absolutely. A lot of things can happen on the set when you're lonely. But I think it's easier for male celebrities than it is for female celebrities. Mm. Because when you're a mom, you're trying to learn your lines. Your kids are running in your room. They need you. Mom, that's the first name they call always. Mm-hmm. Fathers, you think about it. They're on the set. They come home. You know, the mom is there, the nanny or whatever. But it's easier for them. And I think they should take their family, especially women. It's a little difficult. I mean, Think about it. Would you bring your kids here every day?
It would be difficult. Because you're right. Like, even, it just depends. Like, sometimes they'll go to their dad. But, yeah, at least Zoe's being such a baby. Mom is queen to her right now.
Mama.
Yeah, it's tough because they do say mom first. Do you think, you know, have you ever had to work on a movie? And did you ever bring your kid to set?
Absolutely. And it's very difficult. I was filming down in Savannah.
You're like,
you can't even, like, share the word.
Let me tell you something. I was doing Florida Girls down in Savannah, Georgia. We were filming in Savannah, Georgia last year. And I had Joshua just fly down.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. At night, after you've been on the set for 12 hours and you come back to your room, and he's in there, there's no way. You have to go to the lobby, you have to do something different. Now you're not spending time with him. It doesn't even make sense. He's out, you know, looking around and going places. And then when you come home, he wants to see you.
Yeah.
So now you're not prepared for the next day. So it is very difficult. So I think they should visit if you're not in Prague or somewhere. They should come on the weekends. But it's a hard
to be there full time is a big distraction.
But absolutely, because when you're gone so much, your children will grow. And they will write a book about you later.
Very true. You got to worry about that.
Yes.
All right, you guys, up next, Kris Jenner's head-to-toe Christian Dior look. Is it a fashion statement or a fail? Okay, we're going to tell you how we really feel next.
I have to know, when you were growing up and when you were getting your career going, who was that actor or that personality that impacted your career the most?
I'm going to give you two. The first one was my mother.
Give me two.
The first one was my mother. And unfortunately, it never happened for her as an actor because she's a horrible actress. But she was the first actor that I saw. She was the first actor that I saw. And she was in a production of A Raisin in the Sun at Compton Community College. And we were in the theater, me and my two younger brothers. And I happened to look up on stage and I saw my mother performing. And I said, that is exactly what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. And then as I got older, I was drawn to and impacted by James Earl Jones. And that's where it began for me.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. That's Blackish star Anthony Anderson celebrating Black History Month by sharing some of the people who have inspired him.
I love Anthony Anderson.
Anthony's a fool.
Yeah.
He is so silly. He's such a fool. And his mother is even funnier. Anthony Anderson's mother is everything you see is that's the truth.
That's hilarious. I love them. All right. Well, we know the Kardashians love designer fashion, but did Kris Jenner go too far with her head-to-toe Christian Dior? Kim called her out with a video on her IG jokingly asking, who makes your outfit? Okay, this calls for a round of fashion or fail. So let's start with this one. What do y'all think of Kris's look?
If I had the money, I would do it. You know what? I'm on a dash. Pajamas? Nope. That's a fail for me. I'm sorry, Kris. I gotta fail that one.
I would take the shoes off.
This reminds me of
the shoes.
It's the shoes.
It's the shoes.
It's the shoes.
It's the shoes.
I don't hate it, but I don't love it. It's like, whatever. If I saw it on Kylie, I wouldn't blink twice. I think it said it's on Kris.
Wait a minute. What you trying to say? Oh, Kris, don't listen.
Is that ageist of me? Sorry. but yeah, that's just how I think. Okay, next up, Sarah Jessica Parker stepped out in Mismatched Prince. What do you guys think about Kim? Are you going to throw up?
I got a little nauseous. That is a fail for me. And I usually like what she has on, but she was like, I got to hurry up.
Too many mixed prints.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot going on. Yeah, it's
and the
too
mask.
Much.
It's the mask and the whole thing.
Okay, what about good old Lori Harvey and her dramatic white coat?
What the? Did she pick up the rug and run outside? What is happening?
This could be a fail today. I hate to say that about Lady Bridgerton, but it's going to be a fail.
Not Lady Bridgerton. Wait a minute. I used to do that kind of stuff for attention. You put on the work. Oops, yeah. I'm sorry. Okay. What? I fail. Okay, sorry. It's the margaritas we made.
And
I'm sorry,
Olivia Palermo. Maybe we'll like this one, okay? It's a silk coat with ostrich feathers.
I like that.
Okay, the price tag's $10,000, so you better like it a lot if you're going to buy that.
Wow.
We're going to go ahead and say some fails again. What's up with the skirt?
Is it a coat? What's happening? Is it a skirt?
The fact that she spent $10,000 on that, I can't.
Yeah, you are in trouble for that. Doesn't make any sense with children out here hungry. You get my son needs that 10.
Good night.
All right, still ahead. Having trouble getting up in the morning? Well, we understand, and we've got some advice for you. We have the best hacks to help. Don't miss it.
Rambles! I'm going to be on the show in a minute.
Rambles!
We wake up insanely early to do this show, and when you throw kids and commuting in Los Angeles into the mix, mornings can be pretty messy. So in partnership with Folgers, we are sharing a few of our favorite morning hacks. So one of the things that I do is I like to make breakfast the night before to save time in the morning, whether it's hard-boiled eggs or overnight oats, anything that I could just grab and go in the morning, because I'm never going to make breakfast. Actually, get out a skillet and make me some eggs.
I'm the worst morning person. I have the hardest time getting out of my bed. So my first hack is I set my alarm clock on my phone in my bathroom for two reasons. One, I have to get up to go and get the phone, and I'm right next to the sink, so I might as well just, you know, brush my teeth. And if you have a thermostat that you can like time, it's better if you put the cold on in the morning because it'll help you wake up. So turn the heat off 30 minutes before you're supposed to wake up.
Okay.
All right. So my morning thing is this. I'm a Folgers girl, first of all. So I buy a lot of Folgers, but then I have a smaller container in my kitchen. So I take the bigger container and I fill up the spot. Because one time, baby, my brother bought the wrong coffee. Honey, I lost my mind. So, yeah. So I got to make sure I got my Folgers in my cup.
In your cup.
I love it. Okay. Well, if you're like me and the kids at home, you know, the highlight of every morning is that first cup of coffee. Folgers offers a roast for everyone, and it helps you start your day on the right foot to help you through those unavoidable, messy parts of your morning.
Uh-huh. And if you live alone like me, you probably throw away a lot of extra coffee down the sink. So here are some tricks to make the most of your leftovers.
Oh, good.
Pour the coffee into ice cube trays, and you can use it for iced coffee.
I love that.
You didn't know that, right? And here's my favorite. Add it to your protein shakes. It gives you an extra boost in the afternoon after those hard workouts.
That's a good idea.
So good.
This is brilliant. Oh, my God. But you know what I do? All of the containers, the plastic containers with Folgers, you know, they're beautiful red that I use. They're in my son's playroom. There they go. Look. Honey, Lego and pencils. And it makes the room beautiful. But I also got one in my bathroom. I got extra eyelashes in them.
You know what's so funny?
I'm a recycler.
Your son is using the plastic ones. When I was growing up, my mom used to give me the red tin ones.
Isn't that
so
funny?
Cute.
Yes.
That's a really good idea. All right. And it's recycling. Good.
Keeping this mug. I'm keeping the Folgers mug. Oh, let's go home with me.
Up next, you guys, we're going to test our knowledge of rom-coms and emojis. And you can play along. Can you guess this famous movie?
Ooh. Around the World in 500 Days.
Is this a game?
The first 500 days.
Wait, no.
Okay, how well do you know rom-coms described with emojis? It's time to play rom-com OGs. Oh, that's cute, guys. Okay, let's see if you can guess the titles. First one, the emojis are candles.
14 candles.
Okay, I didn't even get a chance to see the picture, okay?
It was a bunch of candles. But I didn't know the movie's name. I knew it was one of 14, 16.
Okay, next up. Sun, multiplication sign, numbers, love, broken heart.
500 trips around the sun.
Oh, that broken heart equals a broken heart. It's a song. It's a song.
It's a rom-com.
500
trips around the sun. 500 days of summer.
Okay.
I was bad.
Moving on. This next movie was a man, broken heart, a woman, a book, a ring.
The Notebook.
Oh, don't say that. The Notebook, my favorite movie. Oh, my
God. I'm not even getting to get through this.
Give me that one.
Before they know this. Okay. Lady Dancing, Money, Shopping, a man, love.
Pretty Woman.
No.
Pretty Woman.
No, it's the Sweet Home Alabama.
Pretty Woman, damn. You're cheating.
I'm getting pissed off.
You're cheating.
Okay, let's see. Emojis. Okay, a girl, the number 10, a note, an angry face, a boy, and love. The note.
The perfect man.
10 things I hate about you.
Have a good day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Justin cheated.
Damn, you killed that.
Whatever.
I'm good at emojis. No, I talk in emojis.